I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, President Trump announced that he would not be attending an historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Rumors about the on-again, off-again summit have been flying, but Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says North Korean believers are worried the summit may not be the answer they need.
Securing North Korea's commitment not to launch nuclear weapons at the United States would not in any way secure North Korea's commitment to change the way it treats its own people.
There's more at our website. Next, do you have a two-way relationship with God? Biblica's Stephen Cave explains.
We call it two-way prayer because of really trying to signify that prayer is an aspect of our relationship with God. And communion with God and fellowship with God and conversation with God. And that in any healthy relationship, that needs to be a two-way thing.
Listening to God can simply be spending time in His Word. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And as the month of Ramadan continues, Tefera of Alliance with Global Disciples says, leadership training is changing Muslim communities all over the world.
The God of Muslim is the God who really scares people away from people. But when they hear the God we worship, is the God who is concerned about each one of us and the God who loves.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.